Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel talking about the value of exports in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council, as we celebrate May Beef Month.
We are excited about putting several different activities into play in support of May Beef Month. First of all, we're going to be stepping up live engagement on our social media in May with Sherry Glazer, who is commonly known as the Dirt Road Dietitian. Our goal is to be all things helpful with these live events for consumers cooking at home. We're also going to be rolling out new videos featuring Sherry that were done in partnership with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, so thank you, Dustin. We rolled out two in April, which focused in on consumer needs, such as batch cooking with beef and freezing beef. We have two more rolling out in May for May Beef Month, also focused on helping consumers stretch their dollars in meal preparation. May Beef Month will also be supported with the continuation of our YouTube campaign and Google search campaigns, all leading up to Memorial Day and the start of the grilling season, at which we have a new National Beef Checkoff campaign launching, which will brighten our day.
To learn more about how your beef checkoff dollars are being invested, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. Dr. Darrell Peel, one of several presenters this week at a webinar being hosted by Texas AgriLife, West Virginia University, and North Dakota State University. He was talking about exports, the value of exports. And he says when it comes right down to the bottom line, it's $1 billion or more that's added to the bottom line for U.S. cattle producers.
Global beef trade is growing. It does it represent increased opportunities for the U.S.? The obvious one would be China and the potential to grow there, but there's others, and certainly, you know, again, we have major markets now in Japan, South Korea, as well as Mexico and Canada with the integrated trade that we have with them. Trade is essential. This was stated earlier, I think, in Ron's opening. Trade is essential to maximize value in total to the cattle and beef industry. It adds value from the previous slide. You can see that. It also adds value in another way because it lets us export things that we frankly don't have much demand for. And that's not just byproducts or tongues and livers and things like that, but certain muscle cuts. If we didn't export them, we would eat them in the U.S., but they're not where our primary demand is, and so we would eat them at a lower value than we can export them for. And when we do that, then we can focus our domestic demand on higher valued products that we really prefer. So exports kind of help you two ways because they let you maximize domestic market demand at the same time that you're adding value from those exports.
Dr. Peel mentioned the Chinese market a moment ago. He says it's important that we get a little bit more of the Chinese market over the next year or so. We don't have to have it all. We just need to have a little more.
If we could get, say, 5% of current Chinese beef imports, it would add about 9% to our total exports. Okay, that'd be a huge increase because right now we export about 1%. And so my point here is that we don't need to get 50% of that Chinese market. We need 5 or 10% of it, and it would be a significant deal for us. This picture shows you some Chinese barbecue. This is hot pot. It will be different products than we're probably thinking about, and it will take time to develop those markets for specific U.S. beef.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Darrell Peel on that webinar being put on by Texas A&M, North Dakota State University, and West Virginia University. A question came in to Dr. Peel about the expense of U.S. beef in China at this point, and is it being marketed, labeled as U.S. beef?
Well, I'm sure to some extent that depends on exactly where it's being marketed and maybe what product it is. But in most cases, it probably is marked as U.S. beef because that's actually a marketing ploy. I shouldn't say a ploy, a marketing program because typically I got to eat a steak, one of the, frankly, a fairly small amount of beef that I ate anywhere in China. But I did eat at a nice, new, brand new concept steakhouse in Shanghai, and they featured very expensive, dry-aged U.S. and Australian beef. You had a choice. But that would be a tiny, tiny piece of the market at this point. That's what could grow someday and be a significant component for us. But the concept was based on the idea that we have this very great imported beef.
Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex heifers, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine production sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
And that's our latest edition of the Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.